Pakistani court has charged Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh and 10 others with the kidnap and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. Killed in the Pakistani port city of Karachi, Pearl's body has yet to be found, but authorities have a graphic videotape of his murder taken by his kidnappers. The charges carry the death sentence in Pakistan. NPR's Steve Inskeep is in Karachi. What evidence do the prosecutors have?
Bob, as you know, in the days after the kidnapping, someone sent a note to Daniel Pearl's wife making assorted demands, demanding release of some Taliban prisoners, demanding that the United States change its policies toward Pakistan. Police now say they have recovered the original copy of this note. It was first written out in longhand. Handwriting expert says that it belongs to Sheikh Omar, and as a matter of fact, prosecutors here in Karachi, Pakistan, say that they found that note in Omar's briefcase when he was arrested. And an FBI computer expert is now prepared to testify that that note was transcribed into a laptop computer belonging to one of the suspects. Now, this adds to evidence that has already been known for some weeks. We've heard about a taxi driver who is prepared to testify that he saw Daniel Pearl meet Sheikh Omar outside this restaurant where they had arranged a meeting. It was the last time that anyone saw him alive other than his kidnappers. Also, two of the other suspects in custody have made statements implicating Omar.
11 are charged, but only 4 are in custody. Who are they and where are they?
Well, the 4 who are in custody are here in Karachi. A couple of them have not been appearing in court, apparently because they're now cooperating with police. Another question is where the other 7 are who are missing, and it's not clear what role they played in the kidnapping either. Police say that these men are mainly identified through phone records. They spoke regularly with each other on mobile phones. They spoke with Sheikh Omar and others who were accused of a role in this case. Some may even have spoken with Daniel Pearl himself, as they made contact with him and lured him to this Karachi restaurant. Police say that they've gone to the homes of several of these men, but they seem to have fled. It's not clear if they're even still in the country now.
And the prosecution is proceeding despite threats of retaliation.
Oh, absolutely. And there was massive security when they brought Omar to the courtroom today. He came in a convoy of 24 armored and police vehicles. He was driven in an armored car. At least we believe he was, Bob. No one actually saw Sheikh Omar today. The armored car was driven into the courtyard, which was sealed off of a courthouse here. And the court proceeding was done out of public view. Now, you'll recall in his last court appearance, Omar made threats against the United States. And then, of course, just a few days ago here in Pakistan, there was a church bombing in the capital city of Islamabad. Pakistani authorities say that they are in a major campaign against Jaish-e-Mohammed, Omar's group, and a number of other accused extremist groups, all of which the Pakistani government has now tried to ban. They're trying to eliminate.
The U.S. is demanding the extradition of Omar. How likely is that?
Well, it could happen, but it depends on the outcome, according to Pakistani authorities, Bob. I was speaking last week to the top law enforcement official in this country, and he said, well, we're certainly willing to consider turning over Sheikh Omar, but it may turn out not to be necessary. He points out that there is the death penalty in Pakistan, and he essentially says if Omar is convicted, there may be no need to send him to the United States.
Thank you, Steve. NPR's Steve Inskeep in Karachi, Pakistan.